Brian and Jarrett. Brian and Jarrett.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Brian and Jarrett Talking. I'm Brian.
I'm Jarrett.
And it is a Friday night here in the Brian bedroom studio. A little bit different to usual because we have a guest again.
Again, controversial guest.
I know, controversial guest. We won't say his name yet because we don't want people turning off.
We don't want one person turning off who was turned off last time.
And to be fair, one person is a large percentage of our listenership. Mm. So we don't want to put them off yet. Although, if you are a long-time fan, you will know that we only have had one guest before. And love him or hate him, he's back.
Yes! What, the boy. It's me. The boy's back in town. I'm here.
Oh, sorry.
I'm
sorry.
Here. I didn't realize. I'm queer. Get used to it.
I didn't realize. I'd heard the song by Thin Lizzy, The Boys Are Back in Town. But I didn't realize it was boy apostrophe S, as in you.
Yeah, yeah, it's me.
The boy.
Yeah, the boy. I'm the boy.
But it's weird that they would say the boys are back in town. So it's like the boys is are back in town.
Yeah. That's like we don't need no education. They know it. They're aware.
Yeah. The boy is back in town.
Yeah,
welcome, welcome, Dan, to Thank Brian you. And Jared Talking once again. It's good to have you here. We had you back, it was a while ago.
Yeah, what?
It was about 10 episodes. I want to say 10 episodes ago, but
yeah. It was around around 8 episodes, 6
7
to 8.
Or 8 or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And some of my favorite episodes.
Yeah, we had
I'm not
lot
even
of fun.
Sort of just bullshitting now. They are generally, I think they're some of the funniest episodes we've had. And I think most people enjoyed it. Some
yeah.
didn't.
Yeah, most. Some didn't. If you go to my Facebook page, I'll link to the naysayer later on.
That's a reference to we had one single review of Dan's performance and...
Well, only one online. I had many people come up to my face and go, you've got to give that up. Forget about that. I was like, fucking hell. And that was my friends.
Yeah. Family.
Yeah.
And instead of saying, get rid of Dan, they just said, like... Fuck off. from life.
Yeah.
We should preface that some people might be a little bit disappointed that not only that Dan's guest viewer for you know, whatever their own personal reasons are, that's just personal preference. Some people don't like Dan, that's fine. But Jared, you had a bit of a promise at the end of last episode that there was going to be a special guest here. And I didn't want to get people's hopes up to think maybe that they had turned up.
Well, I did actually follow up on that, unlike all the other...
People do not know how insanely close we got to having this guest actually turn up.
Wait.
The only reason we don't is because of my choosing not to. I contacted it last week. I spoke about how pathetic Danny Hines' online presence is. And Brian gave me the challenge to get her on the show. The next day, I got home and I sent her a tweet. And she said yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I got an email from Jared, within 24 hours of us recording the last podcast and said, by the way, I've emailed Danny. She's up for it. She's got a gig next weekend. She said, can we work around that? Is there something we can do with it? And my initial response, and actually still my response, was just, there's no way we can do this without looking like assholes.
Exactly. Because people's first impression... People's first idea was have her on and then just troll her.
No, but you were confident still. After I said, like, we're going to look like pricks because either she's not going to be in on the joke or she's going to see what the podcast is that we do and get really offended.
She'd rock up to your house and you go, oh, yeah, the studio's just in the bedroom. Sit on the bed, love. And then you go, would you rather fuck your mum or fuck your dad? You go, oh, what am I doing in a bedroom in Roselle?
Although there was a very... There was a small part of you, Jared, that was like, she might be up for it.
Well,
I wish that as well. I think that would have been awesome.
I compromised the idea myself to thinking that at best or at worst, it would just be me having an awkward, genuine interview with her. And she emailed a few times and she's like, hey, can we record tomorrow, dude? And I said, oh, you know, we have a bit of trouble with recording at the moment. It won't be till next week at least. And then I just didn't email her back. I'm just avoiding her.
Yeah, no, that would be, it would be so weird. And what would you talk to her about? It's not like you're long time, I don't know, maybe you are long time Denny Hines fans. Like, what are you going to do? A career retrospective? You were kind of popular for a bit and no one's heard about you for 10
but
years.
It would have to be like at some point, it becomes shame on her for like getting to the point where she's on the podcast. There has to be some personal responsibility involved where she's got to the point, she hasn't followed up, she hasn't listened to the podcast where I've talked about having sex with a monkey or whatever. And she's, you know, if you find yourself in that situation, shame on you, Denny.
Yeah, Dan. Shame on you for appearing. Yeah.
Although there was a point when you had sent me like a word by word reply, like response from Denny, and when you mentioned, hey, we do a podcast, are you cool to maybe come and get involved, her response was something along the lines of like, hey, yeah, I've got a gig at Lazotte's, which is like
a restaurant. Let's call it what it is.
Oh, it's a restaurant, like kind of performance bar. It's like on the
central coast.
Yeah.
There's one in the city as well.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I'm performing at Lazotte's, can we work around this? And correct me if I'm wrong, that was her just plugging her gig. She was trying to find a subtle way to plug her gig in responses to tweets.
Yeah, and those are private messages, like, though.
That is...
Oh, were they? That's even sadder.
But shame on me is that because I so didn't want to... Because I kind of wanted to work with her on the podcast somehow, I actually sent out 2 tweets on my account saying, hey, catch Denny Hines at Lazotte this Saturday. And I felt like the biggest whore.
Yeah, you are.
So
I tried to
out of this situation, Denny kind of won, right?
I don't know. I stood her up.
That's kind of true.
Yeah.
So, was she the last person to reply?
Yes. Okay. She's waiting for me to get back to her, but I'm not going to get back to her.
So you stood up Denny Hines
on
this podcast.
Yes.
that's so sad.
Yeah.
Oh.
Would anyone, like, what would have happened?
As I said, at best / worst, it would have been me having an awkward interview with her. Just genuine, oh, so when are you playing? What do you do? Like, it wouldn't have been...
I don't know what Denny Hines does.
She plays shitty clubs.
Why should you know what she does? She's a nobody.
But, like, she's doing something, right?
She hasn't been a thing for many years.
What is a Denny Hines song?
I don't know.
Covers. She's done Son of a Preacher Man. Something else I looked up.
Count.
But she did do Celebrity Apprentice, and that's why she's back on the scene.
Fucking hell.
On the scene. Yeah.
Celebrity Apprentice to Brian and Jared talking.
Yeah.
Step up.
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, you're next, Peter Everett.
Well, she's definitely not going to do it now.
No. Well, yeah, or because she's going to hear this.
Well, no, she's not going to hear it. But, like, I mean, if it comes back where she's like, oh, hey, what are those guys up to? That Brian and Jared, and she listens to this. She's listening to me talking now. That's got to be a low point of your career or something.
Shame on you, Denny.
The thing is, I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm slagging her off, but I don't know what to slag her off for.
Well, for
you were slagging off because she had, like, less followers than we do, which is probably a legitimate reason.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
It's fucking Brian and Jared.
Yeah. I wonder if we had any supporters, if she had come on saying, get rid of Denny at the end of it. You would have been the second least popular guest host of all time. But yeah, a bit of housekeeping. We haven't kept up. I know we keep saying this has been a sort of on week, off week recently. Just been busy. So, you can't find time. Yeah, can't find time. But we are making time tonight, and we'll make this a double. So next episode, if you don't like Dan, well, tough shit, because he's going to be here. And also, side note, we do have another, not guest here, but presence in the room. The much talked about, but never heard of, Kayla, my girlfriend, is our audience. We've never had an audience before, so that's kind of, I don't know if it's what it is, but it she may leave. She did start the podcast by saying, what do I do if I want to leave during this? So who knows how it's going to go.
And it's good that she's actually turned up, because until now, it's like the kid in high school who had the girlfriend that went to some other school and no one ever saw.
Mm.
So now people know that she's actually been seen by people.
Yeah, it's like
she
exists. It's like that episode of the Brady Bunch where Jan's dating George Glass.
Yep.
And you're like, yeah, well,
Sorry, why do you know specific episodes of the Brady Bunch?
Have you not watched?
I know that.
Who doesn't know that?
And as well, clearly.
Wait, George Glass as well comes up again in the movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen that either.
I've seen that
movie.
I'm
not a 45-year-old man.
No, but it's the Brady Bunch, man.
It used to be on every day.
Yeah. Channel 10, 6 o'clock.
I was too busy.
Brady Bunch,
I was
then
too
Battle
busy
of the
reading
sexes.
Like important literature and stuff. I wasn't fucking
what, when
sitting
you were
up.
Six? Oh, yeah. I don't know how old you were.
Just reading all sorts from a very young age.
Yeah. Spot.
Yeah.
Grub.
Spot and then some Proust, some Rousseau, and then back Thomas Tank Engine.
Yeah. Well, it's important to mix up, to be versatile.
Yeah.
Also, another little bit, just following up from a story last week where we talked about the possibility, not the reality, but the possibility that a certain politician, let's say, for instance, Tony Abbott,
not the politician.
Actually, not the politician, but Tony Abbott, just the guy. Just the well, you make your own decisions as to whether or not it's the politician or not. The possibility that he replicated, a human centipede, the human centipede. And I think this has evolved from a lot of discussions that Jared and I have had over time where we've just said, why don't politicians during election time just say something horrendous about the opposition just to hear them deny it?
I think we've discussed that on the podcast before.
Have we?
Yeah, one of the earlier episodes.
But why don't they do it?
Well, what do you mean by horrendous?
Well, there was an instance I read about in, I think it was the UK, it's either the UK or the US, ages ago, where a politician said he wanted to accuse his opponent of having sex with animals. And he said because it was true, but so they'd hear him deny it, so it would actually make it a thing.
But the denial is the story.
Yeah. It's like, well, why? It's like the Richard Gere shoving gerbils up his ass. You know it's not true, but you hear it enough, you hear a lie enough and you start to believe it.
Yeah.
Well, you assume it's not true.
Yeah.
Richard Gere, not the actor.
Of course not. Which leads me to this story where what would normally be considered, and I don't know if you guys have heard this story, normally considered like a, I guess, slander or some sort of like, at best, a jibe at another politician. Have you guys been following the story of Rob Ford, the mayor of Toronto?
Oh, yeah, the crack smoker.
The crack smoker, Rob Ford. Have you heard this story?
I think so.
So, basically, what's happened is the mayor of Toronto has basically been accused of a number of things. He's a very, like, controversial figure where over the term of, you know, his stay as mayor, he's been found sort of... He's said very inappropriate things. But recently, there has been hard evidence.
A video. Yeah, supposedly. But I don't... The video hasn't, like, been released to the press
yet. But there's been photos of, like...
There's a very grainy photo of him standing with some black guys on a street corner or something.
Well, that'll do it.
Well, let's... Okay, well, don't bury the lead. We'll start off. I'll just read this story. And this is one of the original stories. And it comes from The Star, which I think is a Toronto newspaper. So basically, these reporters who were writing this story had been approached by several men saying they had a video of the mayor of Toronto smoking crack. Insane, right? Like, normally you hear stories of, like, you know, like, just sort of corruption, general sort of...
It's one of the ones where
misdoings.
It's so outlandish, it has to be true?
Well, it's no, you'd just be like, that's... bullshit, right? Like,
well, or it's Italy and Silvio Berlusconi with his bunga bunga parties and fucking 16-year-olds and engaging in like insane corporate fraud, everything. Like, he's a crazy criminal and was the prime minister of Italy for years and they kept voting him back in. It's just Italians.
But that's the thing, you expect that. You expect that from Italy.
From Silvio Berlusconi.
It's kind of like, oh, there's this crazy guy, you know, he gets back in. This is Canada, like, this Canada is the white bread.
Smoke a lot of crack in Canada, apparently.
Do they?
They do.
Big fans of it.
Well, this guy is. I'll read from the story. The reporters told the man that they wanted to see the video. So this is picking up sort of halfway through the story. A meeting was arranged. First, the reporters were told to drive to the parking lot in a strip mall. They were told to leave their bags and cell phones in their own cars, and they hopped in a car and drove for less than 5 minutes. So basically, there was an associate who had the video, a Somali man in his early to mid-20s. He looked nervous and was shaking slightly. He had thick scabs on his arm. He pulled out an iPhone. He would not let the reporters hold it. At first, he would not let the sound play, but then he relented. After, both reporters separately made written notes of what they saw and heard. Both reporters, prior to watching the video, studied numerous City Hall related videos of Ford, and to the best of the reporters' abilities, they separately concluded that the man in the video was Ford.
Hmm?
In a video clip less than 2 minutes long, an incoherent and rambling Mayor Rob Ford can clearly be seen smoking what appears to be crack cocaine. The footage begins with the mayor mumbling, his eyes half closed, his arms waving around erratically. He's sitting in a chair holding a glass pipe with a blackened top and lighter. Ford is the only person on the video, but there are at least two other people in the room, one man, his dealer, secretly recording him, and another anonymous voice asking him questions. And it goes on from there.
And was this video, is this recent or from before he was mayor?
No, I think he's been the mayor for a while.
Right.
And this is also, there's an article on Gawker that was also shopped the video. So they were saying, like, you can buy this video and do what you want with it for, I think it was like a six-figure sum. Mm. And what Gawker did was create a Crackstarter fund where it was basically crowdsourced funding to buy the video.
Oh, you know what? That's going to be the new thing. Like, when there's a celebrity sex tape being shopped around, start a Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Wow.
But, like, both articles, the reporters are like, it is definitely him.
But he's managed to fend off the allegations up to this point because the video hasn't been made public. But it's so crazy. Like, what was he doing that night? Like, he's like sitting in his office doing his work. Oh, fuck. Quite fancy a bit of crack now. Go to the corner, meet up with a dealer. Like, how fucking dumb is that? And to know that people are sitting around with iPhones and whatever and just, oh, just smoke crack with these drug dealers. Like,
what the article says was one of the final words spoken in the video is, that's not a cell phone, is it? But honestly, though, like, imagine if...
Clover Moore
smoking crack. That'd be crazy. Like, it sounds like a lie.
Yeah.
It's not. This and the mayor of all fucking places, too. Like,
what's so special about Toronto?
No, it's just like, whatever happens. Where is there ever controversy in Canada?
Yeah, well, why do you think he wants to smoke crack? He's bored out of his fucking mind.
Yeah. He's like, fucking sick of this bullshit ice hockey and this fucking syrup. I don't know. Toronto's all right.
That was a double racist up. You went after the Italians and then you went after the Canadians.
Yeah, but what I said about the Italians, I think, is kind of like... It's
expected that all their leaders will be criminals. I mean, that's just expected. That's not racist.
It's the bad boy image. They're the bad boy in high school. They're like,
Mussolini, he was the ultimate pin-up bad boy. Yeah.
One of them, yeah. I mean, the Italian ultimate, yeah. I mean, let's not go past a couple of big ones there.
No, I mean in the history of Italian. Oh, well, oh, yeah. No. Caesar and
he was the all them. Mussolini was the Danny Zuko of Italian politics. Yeah.
Berlusconi's like the Kinnicky.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You tell me.
There was a British minister in the 90s that was a Tory right winger. It's constantly going on about family values and anti-gay and all this sort of stuff. He died. He was found dead in a closet with a rope around his neck, with shit stuffed in his mouth and wearing like fishnets and stuff. He died. It was autoerotic asphyxiation, and he died during the act. But like, it was in a cupboard and he had all this shit on him and stuff.
Yeah.
And this was a guy who was like hardcore, right winger.
They're the ones you have to watch out for.
Yeah, like in America, like half of the pastors there get done fucking underage rent boys and all that.
Can I just clarify one thing? When you said he had shit in his mouth.
No, it wasn't shit. It was it was a gag or something, but not a conventional gag.
Literally perhaps. In a closet.
Yeah, in a closet. Yeah.
I thought, isn't it like drugs on orange peels they have?
It might have been. Yeah, actually, that does ring a bell.
But why on orange? Just take the drugs. Like, yeah. Why add... Why make it look funny?
I didn't think he intended anyone to see it. Yeah. Like, it's like, I might die doing
yeah,
this.
Yeah, how many fucking people have died from that?
Michael Hutchins.
Yeah, at least allegedly. Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. So, like,
in the history of mankind.
If I'm into having an asphyxie wank, I'm not going to...
Shove an orange in your mouth.
No, but the thing is... If I need the drugs to enhance it, I'll take the drugs. I won't rub it on an orange and put the orange in my mouth.
This is him letting himself go. Like, this is his wild time where no one's ever going to see. It's like when you're alone, you know, you might walk around the house naked because no one's going to see it. He's this hardcore right-wing conservative douche. So when he gets some alone time, he goes all out.
He goes fucking man.
He says, cut the oranges, honey, I'm coming home.
Yeah, I don't know. And Ricky Gervais has talked about this in one of his stand-ups, but like, yeah, where do you get to the point where...
It's a little step-by-step thing.
But also the point of where you're like, I'm already at the point where I'm choking myself and wanking. What do I need for this? Oh, a bit of amyl rubbed on a fucking orange or something. Like, what? Mouth. What? Yeah.
Well, he might have just got bored of having the regular wank, and then he might hear about, oh, you can rub some amyl on an orange and suck on that, and it helps.
And then it gets to the point where you can't get off without that. So it's just step by step. And by the end, it would if he didn't die, he would be doing the most fucked up things now.
He gets home with his wife, like, after a hard day at the office. He's like, oh, come on, let's do it. And she's like, take your clothes off, honey. He's like, no, I'll leave the tie on, though. Well, at least put the shopping away for a second. No, I'll leave the fruit out for a second. And he's like, all right. And they start going at it. And he's...
She turns around. He's got an orange in his mouth, and he's choking himself. I just have one little thing to say, because I take down notes throughout the week of what we can talk about, but I have this awful habit of making very vague notes to myself, and I looked on the list of things I had to talk about today, and I just written down superhero movies. I don't know what I intended to talk about. I know at the time it made sense, but I've just written down superhero movies. I don't think that's interesting.
No, it's not.
But I always just write... One I wrote on my phone, I read after a big night out, it said, just the line, and with her... Her art. What does that mean?
Wait, for a suggestion?
That's just something for me to remember. Like, I'll remember this. And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? I write such vague notes to myself when...
Did you just see a Superman poster and just went, duh, superhero?
No, because that's the thing. In my mind, it's like a complex... It's like, oh, we got to talk about this. This will remind me, surely. But I always read it and I go, nah.
Unless you're, like, trying to build a Seinfeld-like... repertoire where you're like, what's the deal with all these superhero movies?
What is the deal?
Can I also say, you were the person who, after several years where literally everybody I know has seen The Dark Knight, and you hadn't seen it,
I watched it
because it's an awesome movie, and then finally you did and you're like, yeah, it was good.
Yeah, exactly. It was good. You know, it's not a great movie. Awesome. Nah,
what are you talking
it's
about?
Not a great movie. Not by any stretch. It's not like, you know, it's not going to like...
It's not 20 Citizen
years'
Kane.
Time, are people going to be looking back at the best movies of the 00s? And is that going to feature that?
Absolutely.
I definitely.
I don't think so. Well, not for me.
And can I make another point?
At all.
Maybe it wasn't such a bad idea that I wrote down superhero movies after all.
Yeah, but is this interesting? No, it's just one person saying they're shit. No, they're not.
Yeah. Well,
that's not really interesting.
Well, under that argument, is anything we're talking about interesting? Probably not. Yeah,
crack, no. Man.
We were just talking about having a wank in a closet with a neck thing. What would you rather do? Do the asphyxie wank or watch The Dark Knight again?
I said I didn't. I said it was good. Although I do like an asphyxie wank.
Yeah. The asphyxie wank could
only
be great.
Only in a cupboard, and I use an apple. I prefer apple.
Yeah.
Dipped in, like, just got crack all over it.
Can we, and I feel almost don't want to broach this topic with my girlfriend in the room.
Go on.
Did you ever get caught wanking? Have you ever been caught wanking?
Yeah. I think, like, I've got a vague memory of... But not by my parents. Like, by... I think my brother walked into my room once when I was, like, 13 or something. And it was fucking... Yeah, it was really...
But, like, if there's anyone who's going to do it, you're like... Yeah. It's like, you know where I'm coming from here.
Yeah. No, yeah. So, no, not by my parents. I haven't.
Or just anyone.
No. No, actually.
Jared? Yeah.
Never.
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 Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
Cool.
No, but like, isn't that...
Considering the number of times. Yeah. Boy,
it's like when you're a teenage boy.
Yeah, but you learn when and where. Although in saying that, in saying that, I bet if our parents all spoke to each other, they'd be like, remember that time we heard him masturbate?
Not that they... I've seen Dan. Yeah, like, yeah. Like, share their story. You're like, yeah, just pretend I didn't see him. I'm almost certain my mom caught me once and pretended not to see it.
Okay.
Almost certain.
How are you not certain?
Well, I think it was just one of those moments. Okay, it was one of those moments where I was like, at the time, I was like, oh my God. Like, how? Okay, first of all, she had to have seen me. The geography of the room.
So you've just done a 180 on the fact that you've never been caught.
Where were you, in the
kitchen? Well, no, because she's never brought it up. So this is my point.
Okay.
So like, as far as I'm concerned, if my parents never bring it up with me, I've never been caught. But there was one time where I was profile wanking to the door entrance of where my mum...
Could she see the shadows dancing on the wall?
No, but like, it's not one of those things where like she walked in and saw the back of me and was, and a part of me could have been like, oh yeah, no, I'm just like on the computer.
Why is the door open?
It wasn't.
Okay.
She opened it.
You got caught. That counts as getting caught.
No, she opened it and like went to the bookshelf that was near and like looked through it. And then, like, I'm busy trying to, like, not be caught wanking.
And she's like, Brian, why are you standing there naked?
And nothing is said. And she walks out of the room. And I'm like, how the fuck didn't she see
But me? Were you on the computer?
Yes.
And did you manage to minimize the screen my main in time?
Yeah. That's the thing, I don't know.
I remember those days when it was the family computer. Yeah. And when you'd be looking at it, you'd have... Every time you go to a new page, you'd have the cursor hovering over the minimize button.
And this is the point before like tabs exist. So tabs exist, yeah, multi-tabs, yeah, on the browser.
Yeah,
man. I'm with you.
I think your mum did catch you. So did she, like, she walked in and then went over to the bookshelf and just, like, pretended to fuck around.
It was very natural. She didn't see, she didn't act weird. She stayed in the room. She wasn't like, okay, you catch your son wanking. You're going to go, sorry, and leave the room. You don't go and go, oh, what's this book over on this shelf? Like,
yeah, that's
I'm
true.
Pretty sure I wasn't, but I don't see how she didn't see.
Well, maybe.
She never brought it up and hasn't brought it up since. I figured
why
there'd be a point.
Why the fuck would she bring it up?
So are you having a wake today,
old,
Brian?
How old were you?
It was last week.
I would have been 16.
Yeah, why would she ever bring that up?
The thing is, like, you have an older brother as well. So she may have instantly known what had happened and just went into survival mode and being like, act natural, like I've seen it before.
It's that fight or flight thing where she like immediately just denied it happening in her brain and was like, that's not him wanking, I'm just going to look at this book here. Yeah.
Why don't you ask her?
Hey, Mom, have you ever caught me wanking? No, good, because I never have.
And then we'd be there, I told you.
Yeah. Well, I think I feel pretty safe that my mom doesn't listen to this. And honestly, like, if she believes I haven't wanked, like, get a grip, friend. Pardon. Come on. But besides that, the point is, you're an adolescent, you're a teen, you're an adult. Let's be honest. You're living at home. How the hell do you... Like, I've never been as successful at anything in my life than not being caught masturbating.
You got 100% success rate.
Well, I hope.
So. Little asterisks.
I mean, like, it's still at a decimal point. I think if there was one.
Decision pending until you ask your mum.
Yeah.
Did you see all the sports stars in disgrace this week? Yes. It's a good week for it.
Yeah.
So on Monday on the Sydney Morning Herald website, there was 3 separate stories about transgressions by football players of AFL and rugby league football players.
Mm.
One AFL player got done for raping a woman, but this was like 10 years ago, and the police. Apparently, the investigation was so poor because some of the cops were St Kilda fans this guy played for St Kilda. So they're like, oh, let's not go too hard on this one. I really like that team.
He's like, we've got a real chance this year, guys. Yeah, so let's not fuck with
like,
it.
What a fucked up cop. Like, he raped someone. Oh, no, we got to squash that because I really care about how this football team works.
I got tickets for next week. I want a good game.
It's so fucked up.
But wait, was this... this is a St Kilda guy.
Yeah.
Was it not 4 charges of rape?
That might be something else. Like, actually.
No. I heard it was 4. And Kayla's agreeing with me.
Okay.
I heard it was 4.
Whatever.
It's not rape. Unbelievable.
No. Because my point is, if I hear an allegation of rape, I'm like, innocent until proven guilty. If I hear 4 charges of rape...
4, but it was only one woman, wasn't it?
Well, you raped the same woman 4
times.
Try telling
that to the judge.
In the same night, is that what they're saying? Because it was at a party. It was at some party, and it was some 19-year-old chick
horrible.
Or something. And it was at his mate's house.
The same woman 4 times?
No, but I don't know. I haven't heard that. But whatever, it's fucked either way.
Well, no, it's fucked. But like my mind goes, if you have 4 charges of rape... Probably guilty.
Yeah, this is from like.
If I hear
10
one, it's
ago.
Like, well, let's see the evidence.
Yeah, this is from like 10. This is from like 10 years ago as well.
Yeah,
and like that dude, he got like the charges were sort of withdrawn or whatever, and you can imagine him back then. He would have been like, ah. Fuck, thank God for that. Now, 2013, oh my God, you're bringing it up again. Fuck.
Bringing up mid-season. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
We were talking about this earlier in the week, and that's the thing. Like, you'd think you've gotten away with it. If you get away with it for a week, a month, a year, 10 years, you have forgotten about the woman. Like, he probably couldn't even testify. It's like, oh, remember that time you raped a woman 4 times in one night? Oh, barely. It was a big night.
Yeah, that poor bastard. He's just had it all brought up again.
Not poor bastard. I'm not saying imagine being that guy.
Yeah, it's... every time, like... It's basically every... Because you're an NRL fan, Dan.
Yeah.
I can't talk about it to Jared because Jared doesn't know what NRL is.
I love all sports. Equally. Especially curling.
But it's like, it's history that like at the beginning of every NRL season, they'll pick a poster child for the NRL. That person will be found of some indiscretion almost at the point where the campaign begins and they're running the ads of them like...
Well, did you hear about this Ferguson or whatever this week? The New South Wales winger.
Yeah.
His mate, who he played with in Canberra, Josh Dugan, got called up for fullback because Jared Haynes injured. And he tweets out almost immediately, like, yeah, me and Dugan, like, back in the team, whatever. 6 hours later, he assaults someone out of the team. Like, 6 hours after the announcement, he goes out, gets pissed. He was apparently sculling champagne from the bottle, trying to kiss women that didn't want to be kissed. And then he... assaulted someone, instantly called off the team. Football players are very smart people. They're really intelligent. You know,
like
Origin is the pinnacle of that sport, and I'll just assault someone 6 hours after getting called up for the team.
But I find it harder and harder to defend NRL players because, like, they're the worst.
They're all fucked.
No, but, like, they're the worst of them. And, like, for a long time, I was like, oh, come on. Like, yeah, everyone's just harsh on them because it's, like, NRL's kind of working class game, you know. Like, it's not, like, union and, like, you know, AFL. It's a lot of sort of eastern suburbs, like, that sort of mindset. So a lot of people look down upon it. Like, NRL is the worst.
Yeah, they are.
They have more scumbags than any other
sport. It gets to the point where you hear the stories and you just... Not only are you not surprised, but you just don't care anymore. You're like, yeah, of course someone got raped by an NRL player. Give us some news.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
But that's how I feel about every news now.
Yeah.
I'm almost indifferent. Like, nothing surprises me. The thing I've been most surprised, like, this year... has been an episode of Game of Thrones. Like, honestly, like, does that say something? It says something more about me than anything. It
says
something
more about the news. Let's call the news into,
yeah,
hold them accountable.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I wanted to talk a little, because Dan is much very interested in politics and news and stuff as well, more so than probably anyone I know. Julie Gillard had another sandwich thrown at her recently. And when I thought, ha ha, kid throws a sandwich at Julie Gillard, it was a day or so later where someone brought up that maybe they're throwing sandwiches at her because of the whole woman make me a sandwich thing. Did that occur to anyone else?
No, because old were the kids doing it? Like, seven-year-olds?
No, the kids are doing it because, like, what is the thing in the kid's bag that they want the least? Sandwich.
But maybe they're just seven-year-olds with, like, really fucked-up parents that are just constantly saying, you know what women... do, don't you, Johnny? Women make you sandwiches.
He goes, I'll call your mother.
When you see that carbon tax witch bitch, or you throw that sandwich at her, you put her in her place, Johnny. That's probably what happened.
I hope that's what happened.
Yeah.
No, but like from the kid's perspective, like the person who makes the sandwich is the mum. Like, is it like the best person in the world?
Yeah, but if he's got dad in his ear about you're not liar.
They're not like, you know, fucking... They're not seeing her as their mother figure.
Oh,
like,
no, but no, they're not tying any...
There's no, like, subconscious working in that situation. They're just like, what is in my bag that I can throw at the Prime Minister?
The interesting thing is that any kid in primary school would care enough about that. Like, politics means nothing to people under the age of 12. How could it? So it's clearly just their parents going, she is fucking worse. And I can kind of relate, like, you know, when we were in primary school, all I was ever told from my dad was that John Howard was a piece of shit. Yeah. And I still believe that.
Yeah.
But now I know more. Back then it was just, oh yeah, he's terrible.
He's a piece of shit. Yeah.
It's my dad told. But now I know that he is a genuine
piece of shit.
You
found on your own.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you can tell your children.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I'll
Johnny Howard, he was a prime minister when I was a kid. Real piece of shit, that guy.
I'll tell you exactly how that conversation went down, because as being a kid in high school who had these conversations with people, it's like, oh, I dare you to throw a sandwich at Julia Gillard. You're like, what do you give me for it? Can of Coke.
Yeah,
yeah, right. Like, that is entirely the thought process behind it.
If I was in primary school and someone dared me to that, I would never have. That would have required some serious balls. Imagine how much trouble you would get.
I wouldn't have thrown a sandwich at another student or a teacher.
I think the kid, it's probably serious balls or just an idiot who doesn't think that it's going to come back and.
But there's always one in every year. There's always the one guy who would be like, let's see, like, would you do this really messed up thing to someone? You're like, nah, like, I won't do it. And you're like, oh, let's go speak to, like, fucking Jack guy. He'll do it. He does everything for a can of Coke. Like, you can definitely get him to do it.
There was a dude at our school who, in our high school, who was named in the Cronulla riots. He was that kid.
Yeah.
He did stuff all the time like that.
Yeah.
Not throwing shit at the Prime Minister, but stuff where you'd hear about it and you'd go, oh, he did that as well. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if the Prime Minister was always involved in race riots.
No, he was just always, he was the one, you know, someone who, not being specific, pulled their pants down in front of a teacher, say, and told them to suck it. Something literally like that.
Yeah.
And you're not surprised. You go, yeah.
It's a slippery slope. I've said awful things to teachers, but I've never, like, I called a teacher a cunt when I was in year 12 and got the last week of year 12 suspended. My parents they were on holiday, so I just, like, got stoned all week, and me and, like, Nath and Mitch and all that had our music exams coming up, so we just they just bought all their instruments to my house and we just smoked bongs all week and played music. It was fucking awesome.
But the last week of year 12, the last week of any year, that's the best time to get suspended. You get an extra, yeah. Like, especially year 12, you're like, yes, I finished school a week early.
My parents only found out about that like years later. I just like mentioned it to my dad.
What, like, can you give some context to it?
I just really disliked this teacher. Like, it was an ongoing battle, and it just ended with me snapping and saying, "You are a cunt," to her and walking out of the room. But yeah, I told a teacher to fuck off when I was in year 7 and got suspended.
Hold on.
Yeah.
At high school.
At a Catholic school.
At high school, yeah. Were you that kid we were just talking about?
No. Like, I...
Were you involved in the race riots?
No. Yeah. I was a ringleader. Yeah, well, me and Jonesy. No, I just didn't like to cop shit if I felt like a teacher was giving me shit. It was probably like, if I looked back, if I could see myself doing that now, I'd probably be like, you're a fucking idiot. But yeah. At the time, it felt right to look at a teacher and say, you can't.
Sorry, go on.
No, you go.
Well, similarly, I punched a kid in the face in religion class. right in front of the teacher. Because he'd like hit me on the head, and he had a broken arm, and he'd hit me on the head with his cast and told me he was going to kill me. And then I got up and made a fist, and he sat down on a chair and slid in front of the teacher's desk. And he had like this shit-eating grin on his face, like, you're not going to do anything. I thought, fuck it. Just smacked him in the mouth. And walked out of the room, got my diary, put it on the teacher's desk. But if I could look back now, I would probably just see that I just wanted to punch him. Like, he...
Yeah.
Like, I would look like as big a shit as he was.
Yeah.
But then punching a kid with a broken arm.
No, I... Not that I was, like, particular... Like, I was a smart ass at school, but I don't think I ever went, like, into the realms of, like... I never got suspended for anything.
Teachers fucking hated me big time. From primary school all the way to the end of high school. It's just a constant battle, like, with so many teachers. I left my first high school, a Catholic school, because... It's just no point. It's just too much trouble. Afternoon detentions every week. Suspended twice like, in year 7. For? Like, just shit, just fucking up. Like, fucking with the teachers. Like, I threw chalk at a teacher once because she threw it at me. I'm like, well, fuck you. And I got an Arvo detention. What'd she get? Probably got a fucking pay rise. Yeah.
She got a tally on the board. She took that piece of chalk and marked another tally of the time she's done it.
I was well fearful until, like, you get to a stage in, like, sort of towards the mid-years of high school where you're like, yeah, I can deal with this. Like, yeah. the fear from, like, sort of, like, what your parents are going to say but if you get in trouble or whatever. It kind of goes away and you're like, oh.
You went to Catholic school your whole.
Yeah.
And, like, I could not stand for that shit at all. And still now, it seemed like the Catholic Church is like the worst piece of shit on this planet, or one of the biggest stains on this planet. And
you know where their headquarters are, Brian.
Their mode of discipline is fucked up. I don't cop to that.
We were pretty good at our high school, at our Catholic high school. Like, we didn't get in trouble a lot. It wasn't so strict until probably towards the very end, where there are changes in like the principal and whatnot. But we were allowed to get away with a lot.
Can I say something coming from one high school to another?
Yeah.
And high school in a certain socioeconomic demographic to another.
Yeah.
The school we went to, that I came to in 11 and 12, where I met Jared, was, to use a term I used earlier, white bread. Like,
true.
That was pre-Rob Ford Toronto.
Actually, yeah, I remember in our grade there was that dude who came to school stoned once.
Yeah.
And you talk to other people and they're like, we do it every day. Like, holy shit. Yeah. But yeah, it was pretty, we were pretty lame.
Yeah. And I was by no means your high school, Dan, because we had mutual friends and we were friends during that time. And I had friends from my high school who left at the same time as your one. And again, that was a very different experience.
First day of school, the three... preppy little Catholic school boys rock up. We're sitting down the back, four people are punching cones. Like, first day back at school, just look up, oh, hey, man, how's it going? Everyone would be stoned. 30 people, all stoned. Some of them would be taking pills. Like, it was, yeah, it was bad.
Wait, you're 11?
Fuck yeah, it was bad. It was a bad school. Like, there was way worse stuff than that going on, which I won't divulge in this podcast, but it was no good.
Once we stop recording,
well, there was a guy sitting in a closet with an orange in his mouth.
Yeah, shoving heroin up his ass. And at that was the principal.
At that point,
do you want to name him?
We can bleep him out. Yeah, we'll do that. Name him. We'll bleep it.
I can't even remember his name.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Don't do drugs or
stick heroin up your ass if you're a principal at a Catholic high school.
Or, you know what? Do drugs. You could become the mayor of Canada. Mm. So,
or the president of the United States.
Well, you fucking, yeah, develop a
or
health...
you could be Tony Abbott, not the politician.
Create a human centipede, kids.
Develop an amphetamine addiction. That'll increase your workload. Yeah, good for studying.
It won't increase your workload. It'll increase your work ethic.
That's what I meant.
On that note, we'll leave it there. The boys are back in town.
Yeah. Can't stop me.
Thanks very much for listening to us. And you know what? We have a shout-out.
I got to give one big shout-out to a new podcast called Podfast. You can find them at podfast.com. I was a guest on their show this week.
Yeah.
It should be up by the time this is released, and it was so much fun. And you'll listen to it. It's a lot like this, but different.
Less Brian.
Less Brian. Although you were requested there by one of the co-hosts. She said, where's Brian?
Yeah.
So yeah, podfast.com, and have fun. Listen to it.
And where can you find them, sorry?
Podfast.com.
Oh, sorry.
Podfast.com. Podfast.com.
I don't know. I thought there might be other avenues. People who use the smartphone?
I don't. Yeah, you can.
Just
I don't
fucking
know.
Fucking Google it.
Yeah, fuck. These people find their own fucking podcast. Okay, yeah.
I'm just trying to give them a hand. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, well,
Christ.
No need to get on my back about it.
Yeah, for those who like Jared with a little less Brian, some of them are out there.
Absolutely no, Dan.
No, Dan. Yeah. You can get your fix on at Podfast.
Podfast, like farcical.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I thought you said Podfast.
No.
Okay, sorry.
and this is a promise we made earlier on, and I'm living up to it. We put a shout out on Facebook and said, anybody who gives us a review on iTunes, we will personally shout out on the air. Mm. So shout out to Mark Clude, who gave us a review on iTunes, which we are very grateful for. And we would like, if there's any of us, and come on. Just do it.
Honest
just
reviews. Do it. They don't need to be good. Give us a bad one. Review Dan. I want to review
there
that mentions
there will
Dan.
Be. There will be. Dan, have you reviewed?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, fucking be more like Dan.
Grip him up, love. That's my that's my name.
But you can find us through iTunes, Podomatic, or via Facebook. Just search for Brian and Jared Talking and... yeah, well, I don't know. We'll be back next week.
Or just call one of us if you want to chat.
Yeah, let's be honest. Most of you know us.
Yeah.
Except for Dan's mate, who we won't name because I can't remember her name, but she wasn't a fan. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll catch you next week.
Yep.
I'm Brian.
I'm Jared.
See ya.
Brian and Jared. Brian and Jarrett.